Good evening, everyone. I'd like to offer a guided meditation on equanimity. I'd like to talk for a few minutes on about equanimity before we move into the meditation. Can everyone hear me? Not so good. Okay. A little up. Okay. That's all right. So I talked about equanimity this morning as one of the seven factors of awakening. And touched on it a little bit. I'd like to expand a bit more. Equanimity is sometimes spoken about as being a mental balance, another word that's sometimes used to name equanimity is equipoise, balanced mind. It's a space of awareness and openness in which coming out of our mindfulness practice and our investigation and seeing the changing nature of all conditioned things, that it grows out of our practice, seeing the arising and passing away of every kind of experience. The quality of equanimity is a kind of non-resistance to our experience. We're open to it without attachment to our preferences. We're connected, not indifferent. Equanimity enables us to be with what is, be with what's happening in this moment, without trying to fix it, without trying to change it or deny it or blame somebody. And it also applies to what is pleasant, to relating to what is pleasant without grasping at it and trying to hold on to it, and thus losing our sense of balance. We're welcoming things as they are. There's a view in equanimity and in equanimous mind that we are inherently whole just as we are. We don't need to be fixed. We learn how to welcome ourselves and welcome everyone else as well. A traditional image for equanimity is a feast to which everyone is invited and welcomed. So when we see our thoughts in meditation and mindfully observe their arising and passing them and passing away, we're welcoming and letting go of the thought so that the next guest can come. So I read this, the guest house this morning, and the guests keep coming. What the Buddha said about equanimity is that it is abundant, exalted and immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. Looking at the world around us and at our own hearts and minds, we see that it's not easy to stay equanimous in the ups and downs of our world. So many shifting, changing conditions. Life continually moves through contrasts. The Buddha called them the vicissitudes of life. So praise and blame, gain and loss. All kinds of pain and pleasure, fame in being totally unknown. So all of these things, life moves up and down, and can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, just trying to maintain stability. So maintaining stability comes from gaining insight, comes from being mindful and gaining insight into the reality that we're not really in control. That, of course, we can do some things, we can live ethically, we can be kind, but we're not really in control of how life unfolds for us. Equanimity is not really a thought or an emotion. It's rather the steady conscious realization of reality's transience. And it's, as most of you probably know, it's one of the four boundless states of heart, or awakened states of heart. And the others are metta, or loving kindness, karuna, compassion, mudita, joy. Joy, especially appreciative joy or resonant joy, that we take joy in the well-being and good fortune of others. But it's also joy in our own practice as well. Joy in the world around us. So we all experience these qualities of the awakened emotions or boundless states or divine abodes. They're natural to us. They arise naturally. Kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. As the mind becomes more clear and we're less and the clarity of mind is less obscured by afflictive emotions, these qualities develop and emerge more continuously. And we also cultivate them by doing practices in the Brahma Viharas. So, learning to be with things as they are. There's a senior Thai forest monk, a Western monk named Ajahn Sumedho. Suchito is also a Thai forest monk, but Sumedho is the one I was thinking of, and told a story once about when he was just a novice monk, and he was living in Thailand with his teacher Ajahn Chah in a small kuti, and kuti is like a little hermit's hut, and it was just all it was very bare, not very enclosed. You know, when it rained in the hut. And one night when he was sleeping in the hut, he awoke to this kind of field of moving creatures going through his hut, over his bed, over his body, and, you know, moving out the other side. And it was a termite migration. and he woke up, and it was like he was just, you know, quite startled. and he just observed it for a while, and he realized, well, they're not staying. They're moving on through.
That's David.
And it, you know, and I think he came to a place, I don't know, it was after they moved on or during the migration through his kuti, but it was, you know, he used the expression, oh, this is how it is right now. So that's equanimity. So it's important to be honest with ourselves in observing our minds and discerning whether we are equanimous or whether we're in denial. So that's kind of a, you know, every one of the Brahma Viharas, boundless states, has its pitfall, and just, you know, think, just saying, you know, we may think it's better that it's more spiritual, quote unquote, to deny our reactivity. You know, oh, it's fine, I'm okay with it, you know. But if equanimity is actually not really present, we need to know, and we need to acknowledge what's happening in us so that we can work skillfully with whatever reactivity is present. Equanimity involves a deep connection to our experience, an intimacy even. Dogen Zenji, who was, I'm not sure what century he was, but I'm guessing 16th century, but it was quite a while ago, and he was a great teacher and master awakened being, and one of the sayings from Dogen is that's one of my favorite is enlightenment is intimacy with all things. So an equanimity is said to be right on the threshold to awakening. So awakening, enlightenment, is intimacy with all things. So it doesn't keep us aloof. It doesn't keep us distant. We are non-reactive, and we are close. There's another story about Ryokan. He came home one evening to discover that his humble little hut, which probably had almost nothing in it, except a bed and maybe a cooking pot and so on, but really very little. And he came back to discover that he had been robbed, and his hut had been emptied out of its sparse furnishings. And he wrote a little haiku about it. Said, "The thief, he left it behind, the moon in my window." So equanimous, so non-attached. So one of the biggest areas in our lives that we become reactive about is the whole area of relationships and how we hold difficulty in our lives you know, for ourselves and also for others. So I'm going to do a bit of guided meditation, inviting you to use your imagination and to touch into your feelings. So please take a comfortable posture for meditation. Feel the body sitting, supported by the earth, breathing upright. And bring awareness into the body and notice how you're feeling right now. What's the quality of energy in the body? What's resonating? Is there calmness? Is there uncertainty in the agitation? Is there peace? Sense of well-being, just what's present with complete honesty about how you are. And bring a quality of openness and acceptance to whatever it is that you're feeling. And bring to mind somebody that you feel close to, who is going through a difficult time, some very challenging events or issues that they are living through. And without trying to get into any kind of problem-solving thinking, just open to some of the feelings, some of the ways they may be experiencing this difficult time. Maybe compassion arises. And imagine yourself with that person. And express in these words or other words, this is a difficult time for you. This is how it is for you right now. This is how life is for you right now, with all these challenges. And just let that quality of presence, acceptance, and care be communicated through you in a way holding the person with care and at the same time non-reactive to their difficulties or struggles, perhaps. This is how your life is for you right now. Notice how it feels in your body to communicate that. Do you feel a kind of longing to try to jump in and fix things? Notice if you do, what does that feel like? What happens when you become aware of it? These challenges are part of your life right now. This is just how it is. And you might move into a sense of compassion, offering an intention. May you be freed from these difficult circumstances. May you find what you need internally and externally to live through and live with these challenging circumstances of your life right now. May you find what you need internally and externally to be with things as they are. Touch into what you're experiencing in your own body as you continue offering this practice, offering these intentions. Now let your sense of this other person fade and just be with what's resonating in you right now. Perhaps just finding the touch points of sitting in your feet, in your buttocks, feeling your hands in your lap, and feeling your breath. Now bring to mind someone that you know, that you feel you care about, who's experiencing some time of great joy and good fortune, a very fortunate time. Allowing the heart to open, sharing their joy. Rejoicing in their good fortune. May your joy and good fortune continue. And now feel yourself communicating to them. This is what your life is right now. This is what's coming up in your life right now. This is how it is for you right now. Perhaps you notice a shift between sharing their joy and moving to equanimity. Perhaps it feels different. Noticing what it is to feel both the joy and the equanimity. So not grasping onto the pleasant, the good fortune, the happiness. Sharing the joy and at the same time knowing that life continues to flow on. Just as with the difficult circumstances, so too with the fortunate circumstances of life. Well, feeling how it resonates in your body to express equanimity to someone who is very happy with how their life is going. Including joy at their good fortune, and balancing that with equanimity. And let the person that you're thinking of fade, and just bring attention, mindfulness to your own body. Touch in to the quality of energy in your body. Notice the sensation of those touch points in your sitting posture, and feel the breath. Rest for a few moments in the breath. And now if you feel that you would like to do this and that you're ready to do this, open to some difficult circumstance in your own life. It's a very challenging set of conditions, perhaps a loss or a lot of uncertainty in your life about something or about many things. A difficult situation that you have to deal with, a relationship. And allow yourself to feel how you carry that in your life. Where do you feel it? Do you hold it in the body? How and where? And you can bring some compassion for the suffering that you experience. Let your heart resonate with the difficulty, the painful experiences, the uncertainty, whatever it is that you're holding and working with. And say to yourself, this is how my life is right now. This is how life is unfolding at this time. These are the circumstances of my life. This is how it is. Notice what is the quality of energy in the body as you move from perhaps offering compassion to offering equanimity. How do you hold this in your body? Can you give a quality of space, non-reactive space, to this set of circumstances? Quality of unconditional acceptance. That things are as they are. So you can perhaps explore moving back and forth, feeling this challenging set of conditions in your life, feeling how you hold it in the body. Is there tension around the heart, and the belly, the throat? And bringing equanimity to it. This is how my life is right now. This is how my life is unfolding. And things are as they are. Not in any cold way, but in an open-hearted, accepting, honest way. You can move back and forth from considering the circumstances to just opening with equanimity, perhaps saying those phrases. And if you feel that you'd like to now just kind of come back to the body and the breath, kindness, with a sense of spaciousness of mind and heart, accepting, open, really touching into what's resonating in you right now. It's the quality of energy. How does the body feel? Is there ease? Is there agitation? Again, just bringing that quality of acceptance, whatever is. This is how it is right now.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.